This is Lynn Adams, ArcPoint Labs. May I help you?
Hi, Lynn. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I am doing fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You had requested a call back around this time. Is this still good for you?
Yes, it is. It is. It's fine.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like you had made a request, and it was for, is it Castile LLC?
No, it's Clay Massa, C-L-E.
C-L-E, let me see.
That, space, M-A-S-A.
Uh-huh.
And then Kissimmee, K-I-S-S-I-M-M-E, E, double E, that's Kissimmee, K-I-S-S-I-M-M-E.
Okay.
E, so, LLC.
Okay. Perfect. And that's the legal name, or is that the DBA?
That's the legal name.
That's the legal name. Okay. And is that what you, the business operates under, that name as
no,
well?
No, we operate under ArcPoint Labs of Kissimmee.
Got it. Okay. Okay, perfect. And you're still at the 3284 Greenwald Way North address?
Kissimmee. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
excellent.
It.
All right. Well, it looks like you had requested information for our working capital program.
Right.
And we do have a few different programs and options here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Yes. And I've actually got two entities. I've got a lab in Kissimmee and a lab in Lakeland.
Okay.
And it's two different entities, but I need the working capital. We're going through insurance credentialing at this time.
Okay.
We're just waiting for an insurance credentialing to go through, and then we move forward gangbusters.
Okay. Now, these two entities, do they pretty much do the same thing?
They're the exact
these
same
labs?
Thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what kind of labs are these?
We do blood and urine, toxicology and clinical.
Okay. Got it. And then would you be getting, are you looking to do a loan for both entities or just under
yes,
one?
Yes, for both, actually, if I can, because I'm doing the credentialing at the same time for both. And
okay.
It takes a while for the insurance to start paying and everything like that.
Okay. How long have you had these labs?
I opened the first one in June, the second, well, the first one in 1st of June, the second one the end of June.
Of this year?
Of this year, yes.
Okay. Okay. And is there, I mean, are they up and running? Do you have revenue coming in?
Yes, I just, the revenue's starting to roll in slowly, but it's picking up. Lakeland has doubled, and it doubled the second month, and this month they've doubled again. But that's without even doing anything with insurance. We can't take any insurance yet, which is our big money thing.
Either. Right. Okay. And so, okay. So what do you think you're averaging per month with that's coming in for these businesses per month?
Well, right now, this last month in Lakeland is already, let's see, last month they did, let me look at the P&L here.
And are you the sole owner of both businesses? Or are there
I'm sole owner of both businesses.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm playing with QuickBooks right now, actually.
No problem.
Okay, 7-1. 7-31. Okay, we did 868.39 last month.
86,000?
No, 868. We're just getting our name out now. The advertising's picking up. People are knowing where we're at now. We doubled. Well, wait a minute. Outside services. Okay, expense. Okay, yeah, it's $868.39. This month, it's more than doubled.
Okay, so $868 was which month?
This was July.
Okay. Okay. What were you doing prior to this? Did you have a lab before?
No, I was a captain of a DP drill ship.
Okay. And how did you get into this type of venture?
I went through and did some investigation and found that this would be very profitable. I've got some very good people, and I've done quite a bit of training, quite a bit of reading, and it's slowly but surely becoming very successful. We're looking at projected $3,000 to $4,000 a day once we get the insurance.
Oh, okay. And so is the other...
Our insurance is the only thing that's holding us up right now, because I'm having to turn people away right now.
Okay. So the way that these programs work, we do have programs, because what you're looking for is the unsecured capital.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that, and usually the minimum time in business is about 3 months. So, you know, you're kind of right there. That's not the issue, but we usually will lend about 10 to 15% of the gross revenue. We usually lend about 10, 15% of the yearly gross revenue of a business. Or it's close to about what you do on a monthly basis. But we usually want a business to be doing around $10,000 a month in order to lend to them. So we're a little off from there. You know, if you were doing close to 10,000, even like 8 or 9, we could probably do something, but we're a little off. Okay. Now, once you get the insurance, do you think you'll need money for anything else?
Well, see, once the insurance is, it takes about 2 months for accreditation. And then once that is rolling, and then there's no stopping us there. It's just I'm short of capital right now because I've had a big outlay.
Right. So that's kind of where we are. So, you know, if there's something that you'd need in a few months and you're doing that type of revenue, then we would be more than happy to give you additional capital. Or if there's any equipment you need for the business, we do equipment financing for startup businesses.
Okay.
I don't know if that's equipment. Okay.
I've spent all my money on equipment is what it is. I'm equipment poor right now.
Did you pay cash for the equipment?
Well, yeah. So it's all paid for. So.
And what kind of equipment did you purchase?
Well, I've got two vehicles for sales. I've got occupational health equipment. I've got supplies.
The two vehicles you purchased, did you pay cash for those?
Yes, those are paid cash. Yeah.
And who did you purchase that from?
From Toyota. I got two Priuses.
Okay. So, we may be able to do a reimbursement on that. How long ago did you purchase those?
Well, I don't want to tie up my equipment right now. I just wanted to check and see what you guys could do. So I need another couple of months is what I need to bring the sales up, correct? To 8 or 9,000.
Yes, we needed to be in that range in order to lend. The only thing that we do is we do a where we can do a refinance on equipment that's been purchased. We usually give you about, you know, a 2-month window where we would refund you for what you paid and then just turn that into a finance over a 2 to 5 year period, just the same as if you had gone to the dealership and financed them. That's something that we could do as well.
Yeah, but I don't want to tie up my assets like that. But with the capital, I have to wait until I bring my sales up to $8,000 a month, correct?
Yeah, for the unsecured program, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, So here I am, I guess. any other suggestions for working capital or no?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard because we need to base it off the revenue.
Yeah.
So the only other thing is maybe you want to do one of the vehicles, not both. You can try that.
Let me think about that. I need to. Yeah. Can you send me an email with some options?
I'll send you an email. If you have any questions, let me know. My info will be on there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Len. Bye.
Bye-bye.